concerned about traffic. We're concerned about social services costs, all these things that we rose at the meeting earlier on this year, we believe have not been accurately addressed in the environmental part of the annexation, the petitioner's request to annex. We don't believe that they were properly addressed, how they're going to deal with them. They also went out, I think, 10 years. We believe they should go out longer in population growth just because of the historic nature of that village. For the county to prepare for those impacts, we need to have the most information available to us. And because of the speed of the growth of that village, we need to be able to have a cushion on how we're going to be prepared to deal with that. And those things weren't properly addressed. Some of the meetings, Brian, one of them last winter was held on the worst night of the winter during a snow and sleet storm, 100% chance of storm of this bad weather. I called and asked them, as the incident commander for the county, to reschedule for another night. Nobody in their right mind. I was a town supervisor and a town councilman before I became county executive. We had meetings that were scheduled on nights that had bad weather, and we would change that to reflect on, one, the public safety interest, and two, to want to have the most public participation. And these type of things added to the bad taste in this whole process. It could have been done a little bit favorable to the public participation. It didn't need to be done in such a high speed. I've never seen any project happen like this in such a high succession, and that's been a problem with being able to address these major impacts. Social service costs, the whole nine yards, are what we have to deal with in the county.
I understand you're considering legal action to try to stop this transfer. Are you planning to move ahead on this?
We have the some of the local towns and villages are weighing their options. I know the school district is weighing its options. So the county, I've asked the county legislative chairman, and he has now called a special meeting of the legislature to consider this. And the reason why it has to happen so quickly, Brian, is we only have 30 days from the night the vote the other night to file an action. And an action of this magnitude can't really be put together overnight. So the time is of the essence. The meeting will be called, I believe, next Tuesday night. They're just going over the proper notification. I think it's 72 hours, which they should be fine with. So they're going to plan a meeting on Tuesday night. I'm going to address it with the county county legislature. And then I do believe that a majority of them are very concerned with the annexation. And we'll see what our grounds are and where we are. And I think that they'll vote that night and we'll move forward one way or another. But we are very seriously considering litigation.
Is this an unusual occurrence? I don't know if I've ever heard of one town becoming part of another town. Does this happen all the time, or is this very rare?
It doesn't happen all the time, and it doesn't have these type of impacts. I will tell you, I was a supervisor in Chester. While I was supervisor at the Village of Chester, there was an annexation request from a developer there. That's still held up in court today. I believe it's been 7 years in court. So it's very unusual, and in my personal litmus test, it's got to be in the best interest of the public, the annexation, and I don't see that right now. And that's what I think that's really concerning to a lot of people.